Welcome to Real Talk, the show where Jamie and Tom talk about movies that they watch. Enjoy.
Okay, welcome to episode 4 of Real Punks. My name is Jamie.
I'm Tom.
And today we're joined by a third party.
Adam Dildower.
Hi.
That's his real name.
Oh, hi, Mike.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi, doggy. So today we're going to watch Kingdom of Heaven, which is the Ridley Scott Crusades film. But then I realised that my DVD was not the director's cut, which apparently is the not shit version. So we didn't watch that. So I picked for us to watch Zodiac. But then we realised it's really fucking long, much like this intro. So I ended up picking The Thing, the John Carpenter 1978?
That rings a bell.
Film about aliens and stuff and stuff. And it's rad, I think it might be 1982 actually.
You know they're doing a remake? No, not a remake.
They're doing the Norwegian
camp.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing.
Fuck yeah, I'm well excited.
They were doing a prequel to Alien, and now that's been shit canned.
Yeah.
Shit canned. That's the technical term.
I think, just before we start this, I've got to point out that I wish every action hero in every film had at least one scene where he's like, fuck all y'all, I'm going to my cabin to get drunk. You know? That's basically how he's defined, right?
Like, hey, MacReady?
Yeah.
I love MacReady.
She's like, right, where's my bottle of whiskey?
I mean, I don't know if you've noticed this about me, but I definitely model myself upon
MacReady. Yeah,
okay. I've never seen this film before.
Have you not?
Really?
I'm quite looking forward to
it.
Oh,
mate, it's fucking rad.
Let's just made it sound like the best film ever.
Probably is. All right, we'll see you after the film.
Are you tired of film podcasts where the hosts exist in a constant, blissful state of agreement?
I mean, the main characters are two of the dullest main characters I've ever encountered in any film.
Well, you're in luck. Let me introduce you to Chinstro Crumpunter. One is an ex-film student with a penchant for David Lynch and art cinema. The other is a man on the street. Listen in perplexed and horrified terror as we tear apart one film a week.
It just really
isn't. It's not visually striking.
No.
Just getting confirmation.
It's just dinging. That's the third time, though. I mean, is this on?
You can find us at chinstrokerversuspunter.podomatic.com. So come and share the victory.
If you could any man in film, who would it be and why?
My answer is Lance Henriksen.
Oh.
He wouldn't tell. He looks like somebody... He looks like somebody who can keep a secret.
So, we've just watched The Thing, and maybe you'd like to outro it.
I fucking love that movie so much. There is nothing that isn't just incredibly fucking cool. Everything that happens in that film is just so incredibly, amazingly fucking cool.
So, I really, really like it, but I'm finding it hard watching it the second time to reconcile the fact that it's awesome with the fact that it's fucking retarded.
So, like, there's a lot of dumb stuff in that, and there's a lot of cheesy stuff in that.
But it's all predicated about people doing just fucking stupid things. So, like, there's no good reason at any point in the film for anyone to be by themselves. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they should all be in a room together, or at least in groups of three. And then when they figure out the four people who aren't fucking aliens, three of them decide to go away somewhere and leave the other one guy by himself after they've just done the test. So they come back and then they don't know he's not an alien anymore. And it's just... Like, there is one point in it where they come up with a plausible reason for splitting up when Niles. And
I used to think of Niles Barkley.
Whatever.
Which is CeeLo Green. And
so the two of those go out, and then Niles finds some torn up clothes in MacReady's, and he's like, fuck, he's an alien, and runs away. Which is a plausible reason for, like, we're splitting up. But in the rest of it, there's just no good case.
I fucking love that movie.
I did really enjoy it, but, like, towards the end, I just found a list of irritating...
But, like, in fucked up situations, you don't do...
Yeah, okay.
You don't act rationally.
No, I get that, but, like, I don't think they really did much of a good job of, like, bringing out, like, the psychosis of everyone. And then they say, oh, well, you know, we need to make sure that it can't freeze and go to sleep, so we need to burn the whole fucking camp. It's like, well, basically all you've done there is leave yourself with nowhere warm enough to survive. When this thing can just walk off like 20 metres into the snow and fall over and freeze, right?
It could, but you could, like, what their point was is that they have to burn it. And like, it's, if they don't burn everything, then everything isn't burned, and therefore it's got a better chance of just walking off into the distance and falling over 20 feet.
When things started burning, it would have just wandered off, right? Like, I mean...
Well, not if it's inside someone. Because if it travels, like, if it's like a... An organism that, like, is, say, sexually transmitted, or, like, is transmitted through touch or whatever...
Do you get that a lot? Sexually transmitted aliens?
Yes.
You go to the clinic and you're like...
I've got one of them things.
Yeah.
Can you do the blood test?
For the Martian cock.
I don't have a Martian cock.
I don't want to know.
Well, now you know. You know that I don't have one.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, MacReady is a badass character.
He's the fucking coolest. He is the coolest.
British Columbia?
Yeah, Canada.
Well, it's filled in Canada.
Yeah.
And Alaska, apparently.
Wow. Is that a surprise?
No. I was just there. It's curious.
I loved the score, man. The fucking Morricone doing the Carpenter score. Because obviously Carpenter scores a lot of his own movies.
Right.
With a synth. And it sounds pretty fucking cheesy a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And it's really good. But then you get, like... Obviously, John Carpenter must have said to Ennio Morricone, I want you to do a score... But do it like I would do it,
right?
But good.
Yeah, like me, but not shit.
Yeah.
Can I just point out that I don't know who authored this DVD, right? I don't know who, you know, went through the process of putting it to disc. But whoever made the decision to put huge black bands on the top and bottom, so you have to crop it to even see it properly on a widescreen format... They were a fucking dick. Like, the fuck is wrong with them?
It's pretty silly to do something like that.
Like, why would you... I can't conceive of a reason for doing it.
Especially, like, a lot of films, like a lot of the cheap shit we watch, say like Skyscraper or whatever, they just sort of fucking throw that shit on the disc and then, like, throw it into a box. And that's fine.
Yeah.
But this is the thing. This is, like, an actual fucking classic.
And it's not like they, like... It's not like they were there to start with. They've been added.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
Someone has added things that fuck the aspect ratio. And I just... Like, ah. Oh. And, like, you get films that have black bands on to fill it out to 16:9 on normal DVDs, right? Which is not that much of a problem, because if you've got a 16:9 screen, it fills properly anyway.
Yeah.
But I don't see the point in having them there. Why don't they just not put them on? Like...
It's pretty silly.
It's fucking retarded.
Adam, come and take a seat.
What's up?
You
need to be near the mics. The one mic.
So, as the one most like MacReady, Adam...
That's obviously me.
No, it's not.
Just because you've got a beard. Doesn't make you the most like MacReady.
It's how you feel about yourself. It's not how everyone feels about you. You're more of a
wannabe MacReady.
I'm fucking. I'm just Kurt Russell all over. I'm fucking Jack Burton from the Porkchop Express. I'm fucking. See, if you can name the most roles that Kurt Russell's been in, that makes you him. I'm sure that's how it works, isn't it?
No, I don't think it is. I don't think it is at all.
I don't think so.
See, if I could remember any characters' names, I could take the piss out of you, but I can't.
You're more like Windows.
You're Gabriel Tango.
No.
That's who you are, from Tango and Cash, with his massive coiffed hair.
I have no fucking idea what you're talking about.
It's Kurt Russell and Tango and Cash.
Well, wait a minute, so now I'm Kurt Russell?
Yeah, but in the one where he's got massive gay hair and has lots of gay sex with Sylvester Stallone.
Does that actually happen?
Not in so many words. It's very camp. It's really homoerotic. They have a shower scene together and everything.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's a fucking incredible film.
Rodical. That's magic.
So yeah, so what do you think of The Thing? Obviously you haven't seen it before.
I really enjoyed it. I really, really liked it.
It's fucking mad, isn't it?
What do you recommend?
As you said earlier, like, it was, some of the bits were really stupid.
Yeah.
But yeah. It was good. It was really, so what year is it? Like 82?
I think it was 82, yeah.
Yeah, for then. Like,
definitely looking forward to the Norwegian camp one.
Is that the next one?
Yeah, they're just making it at the moment.
But we know how it ends.
No. There'll be spin-offs. Like, the only thing
it'll start way before.
Well, yeah.
Way before.
I don't know how they're going to find a whole cast of actors who are both Norwegian and camp. Like, I mean, presumably there's not...
Well, surely everyone in Norway is camp.
Really? Oh, they'll be fine then.
Because, well, they all talk in that sort of camp way, don't they?
Oh.
Doesn't this go out on the internet? I'm sure the internet has reached Norway by now.
Yeah, but none of our listeners are there. But although we do have two...
None of our listeners are anywhere.
We have two listeners in Japan.
Really? No, that's just not true.
It really is, but there's on Podomatic, there's like a map that shows where all our listeners are.
Oh, shit.
There is two in Japan.
Bullshit.
And there was one...
Where's the other one from?
That's Tom.
Yeah, I check occasionally.
They're from all over, man. It's fucking impressive.
Mm. Okay, fair enough.
So...
Konbanwa.
That means suck my balls.
Yeah. That's for the Thai members, for the audience.
Well, we haven't got any of those. We've got two Japanese ones.
It was a play on the fact that it wasn't in Thai. It was in Japanese.
Well, alright.
Anyway, so...
So only our Japanese listeners would have got that, and they would have been like, that's not Japanese, you dick.
Yeah.
Well, that is Japanese, not Thai, you dick.
Yeah, exactly.
So either way, you're a dick.
I can deal with that.
So, my favourite part of that film, my favourite part... Right, you've seen that, this is the second time you've watched it. This is... Maybe the 15th, 16th time I watched it.
You're not
going
to say the bit where he's giving him CPR and
his hands
through his stomach. You're completely wrong.
No, it's not that. If
you
don't
say that.
It's amazing, but it's not that.
Easily.
It's the bit where they're checking the blood. Because every single time, I've seen this film 15, 16 times.
Oh yeah, that is fucking right.
Every single time I shit my pants.
Can you get off my sofa?
But not literally.
The best thing about that scene is... When it's the one where it is the guy that's affected by this, it's clearly a fake hand that's holding the tray.
Yeah.
I was watching it just thinking, this is the one, because it was just a hand that didn't move once.
Oh, right.
He was like pointing around the room and it didn't move once.
Oh, well.
The best thing was the best thing ever.
Oh.
His arms just get ripped off.
And how there's no real plausible explanation for how, from his arms being ripped off, he goes to immediately being dead without any kind of death throes at all. Like, admittedly, like, without pretty rapid medical care, I think if your arms got ripped off, you'd die.
But you get pretty fucking ill.
Yeah. Yeah. And you wouldn't be
able to sort of that anyway. He just, like...
Burns the shit out of him.
It's because he's fucking ice cold.
I'm kind of disappointed that... The dog handler guy didn't turn out to be an alien. Like, it would.
Well, that's the point. I think he's a total MacGuffin, like, the whole way through.
MacGuffin.
He's just a moron. He loves his dogs.
Well, no, MacGuffin is like the Hitchcockian, like a red herring or whatever.
What the fuck are you talking about? Hitchcockian is a made-up word.
No, it is. It's the same as Lynchian and like Cronenberg-esque.
I don't approve.
Of what? Of hybrid combination words?
I like...
That's going to just rule out them two Japanese listeners right now. They're just going to be like, oh, turn this off.
What? I don't approve?
No, this fake word.
Hitchcockian is a word. I bet it's in the dictionary.
No, you just like the word cockian.
No, I don't. But like Kubrickian is a word. They use it in Getting to the Greek when they're running down the corridors.
Make is a word.
Yeah, it does. If Russell Brand says it, it's a word. All right. But that's why my liege is a well-known phrase.
Fuck. So, I like how... So what, we've got Hitchcockian.
Kubrickian. Lynchian.
Lynchian. What was the other one?
Kubrickian.
No.
Cronenberg-esque. I made that one up. That's just...
No.
That's just Cronenberg with the word S chipped on the end.
Yeah. I just thought it was interesting that you had different suffixes.
Well, it's only because Cronenbergian sounds a bit weird.
No, I get that. But, like, intuitively, you can suffix... A name, in English to come up with an adjective. You just do it.
It'd be Sharp-esque. It wouldn't be Bilboerian.
Bilboerian.
Bilboerian sounds like someone's pet snake. Someone with a really boring idea of like naming their pets.
Bilboerian. So like Anaconda Dave?
Yes, it is. That was his other pet.
Excellent. So I do enjoy that film. I think I think I like the idea, like the cause for the isolation. I like that they're you know, in winter. Although I'm pretty sure it was probably all filmed in summer.
Probably was.
Because it'd be a proper ball ache to actually film it in winter in the Arctic Circle.
Yeah. Well, like Frozen, which was a film that came out this year, which is about a bunch of dudes, well, two dudes and a girl trapped on a ski lift, which is pretty fucking rad. And they shot it on a ski lift, like in the air.
Yeah.
It's fucking mint.
Yeah.
And I guess it was really hard to shoot, but they shot it there. So, I mean, you can do it in the cold on a ski lift.
But there's a difference between... Okay, that was going to sound really stupid. But there is a difference between summer... Okay, there's a massive difference between summer and winter.
Yeah.
In, like, the poles, right? One of them is the kind of thing where, you know, you could probably rock around in cold weather gear from Manchester. And at the other end of the extreme, you could be togged up to the max and you'd still probably die if you stood outside for more than 15 minutes. You know, like, winter in the poles is pretty fucking harsh. I would have liked more penguins in this film.
But more? By more, you mean any or all?
More than one, yeah.
Was there one?
No. But they would have had to import them, I guess, from the South Pole.
Was it meant to be set at the South Pole? I can't even remember.
Yeah, set at the Antarctic.
Of course it was, yeah.
Because otherwise... Well, the Antarctic's a lot more...
Otherwise, they'd be right by Santa.
Yeah. Yeah, they'd just be like, hey, Santa...
That'd have been an interesting twist to the story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He just busts
in it. Imagine if, like, Santa got infected by the thing, and then he just goes and, like, leaves it in everyone's little stockings.
Well, that's why... Oh, that's why.
What
Blair,
are you awing at? I don't mean, like, their actual stockings that they're wearing.
That's why Blair fucked shit up, right?
Was Blair Santa?
No.
Was Blair the Santa allegory?
Blair was trying to stop everyone escaping by fucking everything up. But presumably...
No, because I guess Blair was one of them the whole time, because he was building that little,
little
spaceship.
Yeah, okay, so maybe he fucked it up to stop him escaping for help or something.
Yeah.
But
that's kind of a bit of a plot hole right there.
No, it's not. Well, you needed parts from it anyway to build a spaceship.
That's true. Yeah, so he wasn't trying to stop him escaping, he was just trying to get parts.
Yeah. Like, well, also trying to stop him escaping at the same time.
Yeah. Well, it's a, like a double whammy, isn't it?
It's a proper fuck you.
It is. It's a proper fuck you too, as MacReady might say. Because he says, fuck you too. He said it in the film.
I don't know what you're talking about.
When he was like setting fire to everything, he was like, he stopped for a minute, paused, looked sort of steely into the distance with his deep blue eyes and said, fuck you too.
I don't remember.
To the monster.
Alright, I get it. Also... According to this film, Molotov cocktails explode.
Yeah, they do. Did you not know that? You shouldn't drink them. Dear listeners, that long pause there was a look. if this was a visual podcast, you would have seen a look, and it would have been like some sort of nice moment.
No, no, no. The silence spoke for itself, really, didn't it? I mean, it didn't need any visuals. It's like, you're a chump. We're all good. So I would like to speculate a little bit more about the Norwegian camp film.
Okay, let's do that.
I kind of like the idea of them going into the spaceship. I think that would be rad.
And flying up. Flying the Navigator. That'd be rad.
I've not seen it. But I really, 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 really hope that all of the actors speak Norwegian.
I heard that's the way they're going.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've heard that's the way they're going.
Because, you know, like... I could just about deal with watching this with all the silliness in it, but if they got to a Norwegian camp and they were all speaking English with slightly Scandinavian accents, I'd just want to chop my balls.
Well, they would have to speak Norwegian because
they could otherwise speak English, wouldn't they?
Well, that's by the by, because they could get around that by saying it's like allo allo, because everyone in allo allo is talking French, but we hear it in English. That's why. When the guy who's the English police officer who's undercover,
right.
That's why he talks in that weird voice, because he's speaking bad French.
Really?
That's how it works.
Really?
Yeah.
Amazing.
That's why he's like, good morning, because he's speaking really bad French.
Right, I see. I didn't know that.
But it's not going to be like that anyway, because otherwise it wouldn't make sense, because they all, all the correspondence, all the writing, everything is all in Norwegianese. So,
you know how we were talking about being able to append things?
Yes.
You know, you might need to practice those suffixes. Norwegianese?
Yes.
Alright. It's like Chinglish, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah. That's a thing. Like Wenglish. Wenglish is a thing.
What's Wenglish?
It's a mixture of Welsh and English. It's what they speak on Welsh TV. In,
really?
In programmes like Pam V Du. This is called Why Me God.
What?
It was like a Welsh teen drama on S4C. One of the times he had a wet dream. The guy in it had a wet dream. Sick. It was hilarious. We had to watch it in Welsh class in school.
Welsh class?
Yes, we had to learn Welsh in high school.
It was like the, it was basically the remedial class. That's what everyone else calls it.
No, that's what Fuzzbuzz was. We had Fuzzbuzz classes, except I wasn't in them. I always really wanted to read the Fuzzbuzz books, but I was never allowed because I was never retarded.
Because you were in the remedial class?
Yeah. They were just about like this fuzzy thing that had really long legs. I always thought it looked pretty cool.
Wasn't that the thing?
Yes.
Right.
And then we've gone full circle.
Yeah. So, the Norwegians... I don't know what else there is to speculate on it. When's it going to come out?
Soon.
When's it being filmed?
Yeah.
You're
soon.
You're not very good at
this. I'm much like when they're asking MacReady at the beginning... What is it? How do we kill it? Yeah. Creed has no fucking idea. He's not involved in the alien.
No, but it sets up the character, right? Like, you know, when shit goes bad, everyone goes to MacReady. MacReady, what do we do?
Yeah,
you know,
this sets up my character.
Badass.
This sets up my character because, right, you're all coming to me because I know shit, right?
But you don't.
Fuck y'all.
Well, I mean, I was asking you about films. If, like, the thing spawned in my living room, I wouldn't be like, Jamie, go and kill
you. You blatantly would, because I'm fucking MacReady.
I'm not fucking MacReady.
I'm not fucking MacReady.
He wouldn't allow that.
He totally would. Have you seen
such
his hair?
A man. Have you seen him?
Have you seen his girly locks? From the back, you'd even get away with it, wouldn't you?
I don't
he's got a hairy back.
I don't think this is making good podcast material.
I think it's great podcast material.
Really? What, a boozy one?
Yeah, it's a little bit boozy.
I think the thing about this film is it's lots of fun to watch, it's a little bit retarded, and there's not a whole lot more you can say about
it. And there's definitely a head that is a spider.
Yes. Oh, let's talk about the fucking
special effects. An upside down head.
Okay,
we've not talked about the special effects.
Yeah, special effects.
Fucking amazing! Like, there are two things in the world that you learn from this film, right? One is that who the fuck needs CGI?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, if every film had this level of amazing, like, practical effects, it wouldn't matter, because it's fucking real. It's like there.
Yeah, I mean, I think they have aged a bit, and I think if they were to use the same techniques again, they'd look a bit more polished. And
yeah.
I think they'd be probably seamless. But, yeah, it does say a lot for just...
This is what?
Fucking up
30 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
This film is older than all three of us not put together. Because otherwise, that would be about 70?
Yeah, about.
About that.
About that.
It's not that old. Because otherwise the special effects would be shit.
Yeah, it would be really bad. Balboa said, like that scene where he puts his hands in the guy's stomach, just opens up,
yeah,
and his hands fall in.
The hand in the guy's face is what gets me.
Yeah.
How are you getting that? I'm doing some sort of weird.
Yeah, pushing fingers through the mouth and then moulding your hand into someone's head.
So good.
Yeah.
So
you know what is wicked about this film as well? The ending is sick. Like, the idea of just sitting out and being like, right, I don't know if you're an alien. You don't know if I'm an alien.
That's chill.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah. Here's some whiskey.
Yeah.
Let's just sit this out.
Yeah, we've got a bottle of whiskey and pretty much we're going to die in a couple of hours.
I almost take that as MacReady being like, yeah, I'm infected. Have some of this. That's how I almost read that.
Right. What, you mean he's infected and he's trying to infect Charles?
Yeah.
No, I don't think that at all. I just think it's just, they're just like, right, we're going to die. Like, we might as well just sit here.
He has a look, though. He has a bit of a look on his face when he gives him the whiskey.
He's got, yeah, the look is like, I don't really want to give you this whiskey because there's not much left.
Yeah.
That's the MacReady thing.
I don't trust you.
There's not that much left.
Yeah.
I don't trust you that much. There you go.
Yeah. So the big question is, did the one that they lock in the shed drink all his vodka?
But
There was that bit of vodka left.
Huh? Yeah.
Black Label Smirnoff as well.
Burrito.
I said his name a minute ago. I can't remember what it is.
Beaches.
Anyway, so what are you implying, that MacReady could have drank a little bit of vodka?
No, I'm implying that they could have gone and got his vodka and then had more alcohol.
Oh, actually, he did. No, he did.
Did he?
So he's locked in the shed, and he drinks some of the vodka that guy, and MacReady drinks some of the vodka that guy's been drinking.
Oh.
And he definitely did, and then he put it back down on the table and then left.
No, that's not what happened. MacReady brought the vodka in, had a sip, then put it on the table.
The guy might have. Well, it doesn't matter. But
you forgot that shed was blown to shit. If there was any vodka in there, it wasn't there anymore. The shed got exploded.
What a waste of a spaceship.
Yeah, it was coming along nicely as well.
Yeah, but
who else could build it now? When they're all the aliens, if all the aliens were dead.
Well, I don't think they are. That's the thing.
Well, they'd be very much alive in the prequel.
Yeah, but that's because it's a prequel.
Exactly.
I mean, if there was a...
If there was a sequel, I wouldn't watch it. I definitely would, but I probably wouldn't love it.
So what you just said in that sentence was, I wouldn't watch it, I would, but I wouldn't want it.
You know what, though? Like, for me, it feels like if there was a sequel, it would be along the lines of 28 Months Later.
I've not watched 28 Months Later. I've not seen 28 Days.
We're going to have to rectify that.
Yeah, definitely.
In 28 weeks, at the end... Well, I'll tell you that. But 28 months, would be a full-on zombie apocalypse film.
So you kind of did tell us what happened to the end of 28 weeks later.
So it's not quite. A full-on.
No, I'm not giving it all away. But
does Robert Carlyle die?
I don't know who he is.
He's Begsby from Trainspotting. He's Scottish and angry. Probably doesn't have a Scottish accent in the film, though.
Okay,
he's in Stargate SG. Universe.
Atlantis. Isn't he in...
Not Atlantis, the new one.
He's in loads of British films, I don't know if you mean, the protagonist for the first film.
No, that's Cillian Murphy.
So who's...
He's not in the second one. I don't think anyone from the first one's in the second
one. Oh, yeah, no.
He's got
sort of
long, mullety hair.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I know who he is. Yeah, I think he does have a Scottish accent in that one. I honestly can't remember. I mean, I'm not gonna go into details.
So he does that.
But... So I like apocalypse films. You know what? I kind of do, and sometimes I don't. Like, I have decided The Walking Dead isn't very good.
Really?
Mm.
We still have 3 episodes to watch left.
Mm.
If you don't want to watch them, I'll watch them tonight when I get home.
Do it.
Okay, good.
Fuck
it. I was waiting for you to finish so I could finish watching it.
Sorry. Alright, we'll get on with it then.
You could have literally gone home that night and just watched the rest of them then.
Oh. Well, you'll have had time for reflection. I think the problem is... So in this, you do get a good run at character building. It's an hour and three quarters, and of the main characters, you get a good feel for them, and they stand out.
Some of them don't.
Well, no, but the main ones do.
You've got, roller skating black guy...
Yeah, he's not anywhere near a main character, right?
Well, there's only one really main character, isn't there?
No, I think Childs is pretty major as well.
Which one's his Childs?
He's the guy who's there at the end.
Right. And you get your guy that's Lloyd Bridges with the gun.
The oldest guy.
Yeah. Although he's really young in this. He's a lot younger than he was when he was coming out the side.
He's a lot younger than he was.
In Police Academy 3 or whichever one it was.
Amazing. Oh, I want to watch Police Academy real bad.
Do you?
Yeah.
I want to watch Police Academy. Which one's my favourite? Is it 3 or 4?
I have no idea.
3's the one where Zed's the baddie, and then 4's the one where Zed joins the Police Academy, isn't it? Zed's Bobcat Goldthwait with his eyes!
Yeah.
He's fucking so cool.
What else was he in that we watched? The only reason I recognised him was because of his voice. He had exactly the same voice on.
That's because his voice.
He was a bit character in some notes.
Oh, could it be?
Is it Timmy? No. Terminator 3.
I haven't watched. I have to watch Terminator 3. I haven't watched Terminator 4.
I meant Robocop 3. It wasn't that. It was some other. Oh shit! Was it that film that was a bit like The Warriors? What film did we watch that was a bit like The Warriors?
Class of 1984. Yeah. It wasn't in Class of 1984. No. That was Michael J. Fox.
I didn't get those two confused.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, really. Right. Okay.
It's because in Police Academy 4 he's got really shaky hands.
That was close to the bone. Close to the bone.
It's not too soon. He's not dead yet. He's had it for ages.
Okay, good.
It's only too soon after he's dead. Michael J. Fox will never die.
No, that's true. That's true. He's invincible.
He is invincible.
So, what else is there to cover on that?
Pardon? So, okay, let's talk about our arbitrary rating system.
Well, wait a minute. Just one, a quick word on the score and the shooting.
Yeah.
I wasn't into it. Well, you know, neither of them struck me.
The score's amazing, but it's only amazing if you're a big... I guess it might only be amazing if you're a big John Carpenter fan.
It's also kind of cheesy, so at no point in that film was I scared at all. It's not a scary film. And I think a lot of that is just the shots and the score just don't build any atmosphere.
I think the score's really atmospheric. Really? Like, it's all, just sort of tones and, doom, 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 doom.
Some of it was kind of like a heartbeat, wasn't it? When you know there's something going to happen and they're, looking around corners or whatever, going down the corridors.
It's like I said at the beginning, it's basically John Carpenter's synth score, but done by someone else who knows what the fuck he's doing.
Yeah.
Where it's Ennio Morricone, who's the most lauded and famous person who scores films in the entire universe.
Alright.
Maybe not in the entire universe. So I'm generalising a bit there because I don't know what happens on other planets.
Yeah, I think that's a reasonable statement to make. On the topic of which, I'm pretty sure that at least half of what I said during a podcast about Contact was nonsense.
Really?
I'm pretty sure there were quite a lot of... I've been thinking over it, and I think I said quite a lot of things that just weren't true.
That's amazing.
Oh, for example, it's not a film that was... Like I said, it was awarded prizes by both, an atheist and a religious group. That's not the film. I got it mixed up with Lord.
I don't know what that is.
This
is it for, cricket?
No.
That'd be Lords, wouldn't it?
Yeah. This is written Lords, pronounced Lord, as in the French place.
This is where they have the cricket?
Paris.
Wait.
They have cricket at Lords. Lourdes.
They don't play cricket in France.
They play cricket at Lords, don't they? Lords is a place where they have cricket. Cricket is Lords' place.
No,
I think cricket is shit. Don't ask me.
Okay, again, I don't want to try and correct one thing and start getting wrong on another. Anyway, it's a completely different film.
You cricket fans.
Yeah.
I love that, much like every other, news publication in the world, we bury our corrections deep in the middle of the podcast when no one is listening.
Yeah. Well, let's quit on that. Let's go to arbitrary rating system.
Arbitrary rating system. This film's the best fucking film ever. It's not. It's in the top five though. It's fucking mint, and everyone in the world should watch it unless they haven't already.
Well, there's no point now because you already know what happens. I mean, if you're listening to this and you haven't watched the film, you shouldn't be listening to this.
Well, if you should be listening to this and then watch the film and then listen to this again and then watch the film again and then wait a week and then watch it again.
Alright, so...
it's fucking amazing.
This loses big points for me for being fucking retarded. And I think by a few very...
I remember the time that you first lost points for me for that same reason.
Ah, shut up. So for a few, simple plot modifications, where people don't go off alone for no reason, and instead compelling reasons that they actually have to go off alone.
Let's also talk about the fucking stupid... Oh, right. I've never noticed how clunky and awful that fucking exposition scene is when they're all sitting around watching the Norwegian video and going, oh, what's going on? I don't understand. Oh, look, they found a thing. It's a weird thing. Let's go look at it over there. Which is basically the delivery of all those lines. It's fucking shocking.
Really?
Yeah, it was awful.
But as a scene, it's kind of similar to the scene in Event Horizon where... they have a look on the monitor at the video from the PBS people.
But that's amazing because you've got fucking Sam Elliott. That's not his name. What's his name?
I don't know. But can we watch Event Horizon real soon?
Well, yeah. It's got like that Australian guy who's in every film that's rubbish going, whoa! Which is amazing. There's none of that in this.
Right,
this okay. film would be the best film in the world if you had that guy going, whoa!
Have you seen Ate All the Invincible?
No, does he do that in it?
No, but.
Is he even in it? Is it the same guy?
No. But it's basically a. You know how, like, basically how bad Undefeatable is?
Yes.
It's a rip-off of Conan on the same level.
I have one called Thor. I have Thor the Inconquerable.
No, this is Ate All the Indefeatable, but we can watch. Anyway, so yeah, for me, that sits at a bit above a 7.
But for me, that's like a 9.2.
Yeah.
9.2.
Yeah.
She said, I thought around like 7, probably.
No, that's one of my top 10 films of all time.
6.5, 7.
You know what? Like, it's
you're full of shit.
I really enjoyed it.
You're not invited anymore.
I didn't really enjoy it. I just didn't think it was like a 9.2 amazing.
I think it's so close, and then it's just screwed up by some bad script writing. Like, and it's a real shame.
Another thing that was for me was just a bit like was the when with the cells on that computer.
Oh yes.
It works it out, so it's like, oh, yeah. 27,000
hours. 27,000 hours until
yeah.
the whole world is.
Yeah. And why like 27,000 hours? Like, all you need to do is divide it by 24 to get days. So, yeah. And then you divide it by 365 to get years, right? So you get.
Go on, how many years?
Go on, tell us.
3, right?
3 years.
Roughly.
That's loads of time. You could do fucking loads of stuff in 3 years. Oh, that's not even a problem. Let it happen.
Well,
come on, bring it on!
If you let everyone know that they're going to be dead in 3 years, you might as well just let it happen, and then everyone can get what they want to get done.
Exactly.
Okay.
So if we found out that there's 3 years left to live in the world, what would you do? Would you have some sex? I was going to say, would you have more sex? But would you have some sex?
Right. So next week, I would like to watch Gattaca.
Right.
I don't know how you feel about that.
I can watch Gattaca again. I don't know how much we can talk about it, because we've already talked about it quite a lot.
Well, but the thing about Gattaca is, it's just fucking amazing from every single angle, so I'm sure we can talk about it for ages.
I'm sure we can repeat ourselves again as well. We do that a lot.
Yeah, it's not a problem. It's not a problem. Committed to tape. So, I don't know how long we've been running for.
Me neither.
I think this is fairly short.
Yeah, which we just sort of have a bonus natter at the end.
I'm not sure there's any good reason to just pad out time with junk.
Or we could.
Or we could not.
Well, do you have anything else to add on corrections for contact? Because now would be a good time to say them.
Okay. I'm pretty sure my description of different sizes of infinity wasn't really completely accurate, but I'm not going to try and modify it.
Did someone at work tell you that you got it wrong or something?
No, I just thought about it a lot. Like, and I don't think it's quite like, right.
I was listening to something today. Where they were talking about infinity, and sure, like
Toy Story.
Oh, it was. Someone was talking about heaven and purgatory,
right?
And how, like, if heaven is infinite, you can't. Oh, I don't remember what it was. It was something about the fact that maths debunked the fact that purgatory and heaven existed in a very sort of quick way. What was I listening to?
Well, I mean, there's lots of, like...
What podcast could it have been? It might have been something I was watching.
Do you want a drink?
Yes.
Tom?
No, I
Real punks.
I don't want to risk buffaloing again. That's been horrible. So
Gattaca, then.
Well, no, wait. What else about... What's about contact? I don't remember. I do remember coming up with a list of things that I said that I don't think were true.
I came up with a list of things that I said that were awesome.
Yeah.
Which was everything that came out of my mouth.
Sick.
Including your dad's dick.
Yeah, he was like, his penis was born from my mouth. It didn't go in there to begin with, it just came out. Because everything I say is like, I'm like,
can
like
we
verbal
look,
penny
look,
crayon.
Can we just stop? Let's just bring back
bad memories for Tom.
This is horrible.
The time that I birthed his penis.
This is horrible. Okay, so
stop birthing everyone's penis.
Why do we really like Gattaca? So here's the thing, right? if we give a good, you know, if people actually do listen to this, which I think is a long shot, but if they do and they want to listen to it next week, they have a week to look up Gattaca and watch it before we discuss it.
Have people not seen Gattaca?
There are people in the world who have not seen
Gattaca. Well, I know there are people in the world, but
I know there was an Oxfam campaign about it. These children do not have clean water. They don't have anywhere to poo, and they haven't seen Gattaca.
That was me. That was so depressing.
What?
The idea that there's people who that haven't seen Gattaca.
I like that I saw it, just because I looked at the name and thought, that looks kind of cool. And I looked at the front cover and thought, they look kind of cool. And then read the premise to it and just thought, this sounds kind of good. And then I watched it and was just like, fuck, that was amazing.
Conversely to that, entirely like opposite to that, I saw it in a bundle when I used to buy bundles from eBay, DVD bundles, and thought, I don't own that. This bundle only costs £8 for 15 DVDs, might as well buy it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I watched it and it's fucking incredible.
It is. I still love that line, like, do you want to know how I did it, Anton? I didn't save anything for the swim back. Like, it's just so good. So good.
Yeah, I love Gattaca.
Okay, so Gattaca is shit cheap practically everywhere.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it, then fuck off.
Yeah.
Or buy it, or watch it. Do that instead.
Yeah.
And then listen next week.
Yeah. And then don't fuck off. And then I'm sorry.
It shouldn't cost you more than £4.
£3.
Yeah, £3 or £4.
If you write to me, if one person sends an email to Real Punks and
we'll buy you a copy and post it to you.
Yeah, and says, dear Jamie and Tom, I listened to all the way to the end of the podcast.
Yeah.
And I would really like a copy of Gattaca. We'll buy you a copy of Gattaca
and post it to you. Yeah.
It's like a competition to see who has the... It's like an endurance competition.
See who has the fortitude to actually, yeah, like, get on.
It's an endurance test.
You know what? Like...
Can I do it? Can I enter?
No. Yeah, you're excluded. You are excluded. Speaking of giving films away, I gave another copy of Brick. And someone texted me and said, oh, I'm about to watch Brick, but, you know, I'm a bit sleepy. Maybe I'll fall asleep in the middle. I think I swore at them. I think I was quite rude. And no, actually, I was polite that time.
Who was it?
Was
it a girl?
Yeah.
Fine.
It was someone you don't know. But she watched it and said it was rad, even though she did fall asleep in the middle and had to rewind it.
That happened to me when I watched The Nines for the week, which I want to make you watch, but not for the podcast, because it'll make you really angry.
Okay. So, Gattaca. Email us at...
realpunks@gmail.com.
Yeah, so realpunks is R-E-E-L-P-U-N-X.
Like what's tattooed on Tim Armstrong's knuckles.
P-U-N-X tattooed on my knuckles.
Right, that's it.
Doesn't fail.
and X tackled on my knuckle.